Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Mixing art with elephants, not something you typically hear about, but a zoo in New Bedford has turned to the art world to get toys for its biggest and most playful animals. Reporter Vicky Croak explains.
Today is the day we've been waiting for. The day the elephants get their toys.
And to all you nicotine fiends, no smoking in the zoo.
The day an army of tattooed, pierced, and creative students from the Massachusetts College of Art and Design roll out their one-of-a-kind, handmade educational toys for elephants.
How heavy is that?
Jumbo versions of a rain stick, popsicle, hacky sack, and more.
Oh, so heavy.
The students have been brainstorming and building for months, but the idea for the collaboration started 2 years ago, when videographer Kristen Gogan and I first visited Ruth and Emily, the two Asian elephants at New Bedford's tiny zoo.
Here are two of the sweetest elephants I've ever met.
Buttonwood Park Zoo director William Langbauer, or Dr. Bill as he's known, is one of the world's leading elephant experts, and he introduced me to the girls. 54-year-old Ruth had been considered a striker, that is, a dangerous elephant, when she was rescued 26 years ago from a garbage dump in Danvers. Rehabilitating her was a challenge.
Slowly, over time, I realized that I was getting more response if I was just a little kinder.
That's Bill Sampson, head keeper.
They're really emotional, sensitive animals. And if you're in good with them and they like you, they'll want to do anything for you.
49-year-old Emily nimbly uses the so-called finger at the end of her trunk to unscrew nuts and bolts on her enclosure. And she drums. Tipping the scales at about 8,000 pounds each, the girls can consume 200 pounds of food a day. More veg-o-matic than great white shark, they can fit whole watermelons in their mouths. Even the way they drink is amazing. The Buttonwood elephant's physical world isn't very big, and it's not very exciting. A concrete barn, a sandy yard with a small stand of telephone poles with lattice to provide shade, and a moat.
One of our challenges is to give elephants the same sort of environment that they have in the wild.
Dr. Bill is campaigning to gain more acreage for the girls.
They don't need thousands of acres, but they need enough room to be able to be together when they want to be together and apart when they want to be apart.
So Ruth and Emily's keepers are always trying to increase what they call the psychological space. They told us they'd thought of the perfect elephant toy, a metal cube like the footstand they used to give the elephants their pedicures. This gave me an idea. I called Chuck Stigliano, head of the sculpture department at Mass Art.
We referred to you as the elephant lady. Because how often are you going to get an opportunity like that, that somebody calls and says, do you want to make toys for elephants?
And so, at the start of the term, the students came to the zoo to meet the elephants and get some advice from the staff.
It's really, really important to remember things that are important to them might be different than things that are important to you. So if you can try to get into the mind of an elephant, the easier the
suggestion is go for broke. Let your imagination run wild.
The students were energized.
In this environment, they're being taken care of, and this is a great place for them to be. And so if we have the opportunity to help make it better, why not?
Mike Avianos had lots of questions.
How deep can they dig?
China.
All right. China, note to self.
Ultimately, these young artists were charged with making toys that would be entertaining, safe, and fun to break, if not indestructible.
Where's our hardware? Number one, safety.
On this bright, sunny morning, students, professors, zoo staffers, and reporters swarm the elephant yard. The toys are toted in on a backhoe, and everyone gets to work. First comes the packy sack, a pretzel of tire treads bolted together.
This is 17 tires.
Woohoo!
Attached to the side fence on a pivot is a rain stick built from steel tubing.
Spin it over. Make it rain. There's about 10 seconds worth of nuts and bolts in there. The
The octolog is the premier pachyderm percussion.
It's an eight-sided wooden barrel with trunk-size holes.
It is an elephantine rattle. It can be used as a feeder. It is the wonder toy, in my humble opinion.
The elephant spelling bee is hung on the fence near the rain stick. It's a chartreuse-colored metal box with the word elephant cut out.
It's an elephant hunt.
There's a bolt in the slot the letters make, and food drops out as the elephants move it around.
Oh, it looks fantastic. I'm so happy with it.
And there's one more toy made from a large red steel box.
Dial a snack.
These two wheels spin, and they only have one hole inside. So you have to match up both wheels to get to each of the chambers, which will be holding food.
It takes hours to make sure these toys are strongly secured. But finally, here the door is just opening. Here comes Emily. Her head's outside the door. And she's slowly walking forward.
Can you see it, Brendan?
She's taking a good look first at the packy ball. Here comes Ruthie. It's a slow-motion version of Christmas morning as Ruthie and Emily lumber over to each toy. At first they stick together, then Emily moves in on the dial-a-snack, and Ruthie explores each toy after her. Each elephant is able to toss the 300-pound octolog like it was, well, like it was a toy. Ah, there we go. Emily got the orange. The crowd is charmed, and the students are proud of their work.
We love the elephants, you know, we want to entertain them. It's kind of like a privilege, you know, to be able to actually be making these things for them.
Taking it all in, Zoo Director Bill Langbauer is overjoyed.
I think it went awesome. Our elephants are always trying to solve problems, and these toys give them another way to try to figure out the problems, but in ways that are less destructive and still enriching for them.
And how about the elephants? The most telling moment this day is a quiet one, when Ruth leaves Emily and the toys behind to visit with headkeeper Bill Sampson by the elephant spelling bee.
Hey, Ruthie. You're not supposed to be coming to see me, you know. You know that, don't you?
Huh?
You know that, don't you? Yeah, you're a good girl.
Eavesdropping on this conversation between old friends reminds me what's really important for these captive elephants. It's the bonds they form.
Good girl.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Vicky Croak.